Patient name, Peter Orfanakis, O-R-F-A-N-A-K-A-S. Date of appointment, April 10th, 2021. Time of appointment, 3:45 p.m. End of appointment, 4:45 p.m. Appointment duration, 60 minutes. Provider, Corrine Castrol. Primary code, 99205. The patient is a 59-year-old married Caucasian male who presents with chief complaint of anxiety. The onset of his anxiety was 4 years ago. It has worsened since January of this year. In February of 2020, the patient took a business trip. When he returned home, he didn't sleep all night. This triggered a tremendous amount of anxiety for him. His primary care doctor put him on Lexapro, 10 milligrams, and Lunesta, 3 milligrams. Eventually, he got better and was weaned off. In January, his workload amped up. He works as an accountant. He took on new clients, got in over his head. Additionally, he hates his job. In May of 2023, his wife told him she wanted a separation, and they started marriage counseling, which is currently on hold. He started having trouble sleeping again and started Lunesta 1 milligram PO at bedtime. Currently, he is on 1.5 milligrams at bedtime and Lexapro 10 milligrams since January of this year as per his primary MD. He was not responding to the Lexapro 10 milligrams, so his primary care doctor increased it to 20 milligrams. Now he is more anxious on the 20 milligrams. He is also more depressed. He feels a burning sensation in his arms and legs and in his back since starting 20 milligrams. He has been sleeping. However, he wakes up at 6 or 7 in the morning and doesn't want to get out of bed. He generally is not getting out of bed until 10 in the morning. His work is overwhelming. He doesn't want to do it. He feels trapped because he is the only breadwinner in the family. The patient has limited his caloric intake to 1,500 milligrams. He was at 1,320 pounds. He has lost 60 pounds since January. However, he feels that this has been problematic for him because food was always his comfort. He is seeing a psychologist. He doesn't feel like himself. He has a business trip coming up, which he feels he just cannot go on. He says he avoids talking to people. He doesn't enjoy things. On the same hand, he is afraid to be alone. He was going to check himself into the ER at one point, but realized that nothing would be done for him. On weekends, he complains that he has nothing to do, but doesn't want to do anything that he usually enjoys. The only thing he does is that he walks 3 miles per day. He doesn't want to play piano. He really doesn't want to see his friends. His work is piling up. He feels fidgety and, quote, really nervous, unquote. The three major stressors are his problems in his marriage, his work, even though he was put on a promotion track, and the fact that they downsized and moved to a smaller house. He feels that the house is too small for them, even though he loves it. He stated that his wife has anxiety and they have really hostile fights. He stated that she tells him he is selfish, which he acknowledges. He has constant ruminations saying, quote, I'm not right, unquote. The patient stated, though, that he puts on a persona of being a really laid-back person. In reality, he is very much a planner and organizer and doesn't do anything that he doesn't want to do. The patient has never had any hypomania or mania, never psychotic, no suicidal attempts, no aggression. He has not been traumatized in any way. He does have mild obsessive tendencies. He worries that the medication is going to make him quote unquote crazy and fears that he will hurt himself even though he doesn't want to hurt himself. He has a ritual that when he passes a certain point in his walks, he has to tap and things have to be folded just right. These obsessions and rituals do not interfere with his general functioning, his occupational functioning, or his social functioning. It does not present as a problem in the family. He stated that it is basically a joke. Past psychiatric history, colon, as mentioned above, family history, mother is deceased. She suffered from anxiety and depression. She didn't leave her house. Father is deceased. He suffered from anxiety and depression. His sister suffers from anxiety and depression and is currently on Lexapro and Xanax. Substance use, the patient doesn't drink or smoke anymore. He stated that he used to drink quite a bit socially. When he smoked cigarettes, he smoked three a day, but when he went out socially, he smoked a lot. He describes himself as a man of excess. He describes being addicted to food and looks forward to eating as well as overindulges. Social history, the patient has been married for 24 years. He's an accountant. He hates his job. He has two children, a female 23 years old and a female 20 years old. They are both in college. There is financial strain upon the patient. He has friends. Developmental, the patient reported that he had a nice childhood. He did the bare minimum to get by in school. He was generally a B student. He never studied or read. He stated he does as little in his career as possible, which was similar to what he did in school. Medical, the patient has hypercholesterolemia and hypertension. He is on lisinopril 30 milligrams PO daily and simvastatin 20 milligrams PO daily. His hemoglobin A1C has gone down from 6.1 to 5.7 with weight loss. Surgical, he had an angioplasty in November of 2023. He has had two hips replaced and had left carpal tunnel surgery.